Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Morning and welcome to the program. Today's theme is courage, which is a quality we probably all need because it is a time of change, and a quality you especially need if you want to speak up and say that something's not right in the world. And there's quite a few crises going on at present, as you well know, that demand from us some courage if we want to help be part of the change that's required. Anyway, I'm going to be reading from a compilation that was published in the September 2020 issue of Share International magazine. So it's a mixture of quotes from Maitreya, Benjamin Krem, and Mr. Krem's master. It starts with a quote from the master from his article, A World in Change. When men understand the necessity of change, then will they gladly accept that which frightens them today. Understanding and courage go hand in hand. A newfound tolerance will sweep away the old mistrust. Old scores will be forgiven, and the dawning light of wisdom will enter the minds and actions of men. When men realize their oneness and act on that awareness, all becomes possible. And in a side, whenever the master mentions men, he is meaning humanity, men and women. But for the sake of the rhythm or effectiveness of the article, because we don't have adequate terminology yet, he uses the word men. Next quote is from Maitreya. Fear not, my friends, give bravely and willingly to help all in need. When you do this, you enter that area of divinity from which you come. This is the action of divinity itself. So, my friends, wait no longer for the manifestation of the great changes which are to come. Bring them about by your actions. And now for one from Benjamin Krem from his book, The Art of Cooperation. We have to obliterate from the consciousness of humanity the fear which expresses itself in competition. How do we do it? We have to find a way. We can ask Maitreya and he will say, trust me, trust life, trust yourself, trust the God within, and share the resources of the world. As soon as we accept the principle of sharing and create justice in the world thereby, we will come to the end of competition. The scourge of competition is based on two things, greed and fear. Greed is the outcome of fear. Fear is the basic fundamental expression of that which is against life. When you take away fear, you release the energy of life. Here's now a quote from the article, The People's Voice Heralds the Future by the Master. The people, clear-eyed and unafraid, have looked into the future and have seen the possibility of the fulfillment of their aspirations for a just and peaceful world. They know that this will not happen by itself, but that they must, together with their brothers and sisters, take the power of fulfillment into their own hands. They know too that the way may be hard and dangerous, but that the prize is too precious for them to fail. For it is the prize of brotherhood, of justice and peace, and a better, simpler and truer life for all. They know that no sacrifice is too great for this achievement and are willing to die in its name. Thus will the people of the world inherit the birthright of freedom and justice that is their due. Thus will the voice of the people rise louder and clearer in the months and years ahead. And this next one is from the book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 2. You do not have to live in fear. No one has to live in fear. Fear is a glamour like every other glamour. The worst there is, underlying, I believe, most other glamours. It must be overcome by anyone who has any hope of standing before the initiator. You cannot take initiation, become initiate, while you live in fear. You can never become a master until you have not just courage, but the total absence of fear. You need courage to tackle the fear and to demonstrate in your life that forward-looking, advancing impetus and effort of a true disciple. Another quote from Maitreya. This is from message number 45. My army moves. My lieutenants know the result of the battle and know the plan of action. That action involves you all, for through you, my friends and brothers, must the new world be made. Take then your part in this valiant work and show your mettle. My love will sustain you. My law will guide you. My heart enfolds you always. My friends, be not afraid. You have nothing to fear but your fear. A quote from another article by the Master, titled The Path to the Future. Not all at once will the changes take place, but soon the first firm blows for justice and freedom will be struck, gathering momentum as the months and years flash by. In time, all will be renewed, and the peoples of the world will breathe a cleaner and a saner air. Courage is needed for this monumental task. Many are the challenges which must be met. Not easy is it to change a world entirely, nor to build a new one on the ruins of the past. Have courage, therefore, and rebuild your world. Put fear aside and welcome the future with arms outstretched. And a quote from Maitreya, this one from message number 99. My simple truth that God and love are one is awakening man to the promise of the future. This makes simple my task. My friends, show yourselves as men and women ready to act as heroes, as warriors of old, filled with joy and love, ready for the tasks of succor and love which will fall to you. Have no fear, my brothers. Your shoulders shall be strengthened by me. And a quote from Benjamin Krem. One should remember that no one is ever given more than they can do. Never. It is a law. No one is ever required to do more than they are constitutionally able to do. That is, in terms of their race structure, point in evolution, awareness, health, age, and so on. It is something you should remember. The only things that may prevent you from actually doing all that you can do are fear, laziness, inertia, sense of inadequacy, which is another name for fear. Lack of courage is another name for fear. This next piece is from the Master, from his article, The Path to Unity. A blueprint for change has caught the imagination of many millions and soon will command the attention of the world. Men have understood that when organized and brave, they are invincible. Nothing can halt this movement for change. It embodies the concepts of the future and of the plan. Maitreya has given it voice, which is now the voice of the peoples of the world. And another quote from Maitreya. "My masters are preparing themselves for their work. In growing numbers, they shall enter your life and teach. With them as friends, brothers, and teachers, how can you fail? With their presence among you, how can you fear? Know this, my friends, and look to the future with hope." This next quote is from Benjamin Krem from the book The Art of Cooperation. "A disciple must, above all, have courage, steadfastness, patience, the ability to stay there, and not run away from difficulties which have been placed before us to bring out the best in us. We meet these difficulties in life because the soul arranges it in such a way that when we overcome them, we have progress, we have taken a step forward in our evolutionary journey." And this is another quote from Benjamin Krem's master from the article The Entry of Maitreya. "Maitreya seeks to lift man into his birthright. He seeks to inspire the creation of a new and happier world. The great Lord seeks to invest each individual life with sanctity and worth. Where will he find his helpers? Who are ready to respond? Who had the courage to aid the Lord of love? He knows already those on whom he can depend. Make ready to see him. Burnish bright your resolve. Be not dismayed by the immensity of the task. Be simple and heartfelt in all you do. Maitreya approaches fast on a shining white steed. His mantra is, fear not." And now we're on to another quote from Benjamin Krem. This is from the book, The Art of Living. Master Joao Coelho also says that all disciples must have courage, first and foremost. The world will never get rid of illusion until we have courage. "One of the duties of true disciples," says the master, "is to speak out openly against whatever authority exists in the world, scientific, religious, political, or any level, with which we disagree and see further and clearer than it does. If he thinks that they are wrong, it behoves a disciple to say so. If he just skulks and pretends that he has no point of view on the subject, and nothing better, clearer, more true to give, then he is a disciple only in name. The true disciple is the disciple who knows no fear." And this short quote is from A Gift from the Highest by the Master. "Men stand at a point of revelation which soon will sweep away discordant voices and attitudes. They will know more keenly the meaning and purpose of their existence and the means by which that knowledge is brought into their awareness. Soon, very soon now, men will grow, overnight as it were. Have no fear. A new world is in the making which will restore man's faith and courage in equal order." This next is another quote from Maitreya from message 134. "Many await me in fear, knowing not the cause of their confusion. My friends, where fear stands, trust may not. Why then hold to fear? My presence is apparent all around you. Awaken to that fact. Open your eyes to the changes in your world, in your own heart, in the light of joy in your child's eye. Know that I am with you in these ways, my friends, and help to save the world." And a quote from the book, The Awakening of Humanity. "Change is always difficult for people, whether it is small changes or large changes. Changes of the kind which are transforming the world are particularly frightening for many people. What they do not know is the power of Maitreya, the Christ and world teacher, who is now physically present among us, together with a large group of his disciples. Their energies are inspiring the best of humanity into realizing and implementing these changes. As Maitreya said, have no fear. The end is known from the beginning. All will be well. All manner of things will be well. A quote from the Master from his article, Humanity's Choice. Maitreya knows already those on whom he can depend. He knows that the hearts of men are sound and strong, and on them he can rely. He knows that his army is ready for the good fight, for the common good, that the men and women of goodwill everywhere are sensing his presence and responding to the world's need. He has no fear that the men and women of today will miss their destined opportunity to cast their vote and their choice for the general good. Fearless, they are ready for the future and longing to serve. And another quote from Maitreya. This is from message number 86. My friends, my brothers and sisters, take stock of where you now stand. Are you ready to go with me to the blessed Isle of Love? Are you ready to share with all that which you now have? Are you prepared, my friends, to look life bravely in the eye and see it as a challenge of achievement? Naught can hold you back if you go with me. Nothing will remain of the old inertia, but clasped in light and love, you, my friends, can know the joy of nearness to the Father, that joy which it is my privilege to bestow on you. Take then, my friends, your courage in your hands and follow me back to your source. Naught can go wrong, my friends. Maitreya is with you. And I'm going to read another quote from a different compilation, but still on the same theme. And I'll just make sure it's not one that I've already read. Here we go. This is from The Art of Cooperation by Mr. Krem. Courage is absolutely essential to any disciple. If you are not courageous, you will never become a master. We have to learn to live alone in consciousness in order to become a master. To be bereft of all guidance, all higher direction, to be absolutely alone in consciousness in the world, which is what you feel when you become a fourth degree initiate because you are bereft of the soul. And a fourth degree initiate is very close to becoming a master of wisdom. When you've passed the fifth initiation, you become a master. Until that time, the soul has been the highest aspect of which you could be aware. As you advance, you become more and more aware of being the soul, but there comes a time at the fourth initiation in which that awareness ends. After the fourth initiation, you are alone in a way that no one in this room has ever been alone. It takes courage. The master is absolutely alone, although one of a brotherhood. You have to be able to be totally alone to be a master, and that means you have to develop courage. The way to develop courage is to show courage in every situation, face the situation. If you grow in courage in the little things, it makes courage easier in the big things. Like being alone in the whole of cosmos, it is a frightening thought unless you have courage. I think we have time for one more. This is from the Master, the article titled A World in Change. When men understand the necessity of change, then will they gladly accept that which frightens them today. Understanding and courage go hand in hand. A newfound tolerance will sweep away the old mistrust. Old scores will be forgiven, and the dawning light of wisdom will enter the minds and actions of men. When men realize their oneness and act on that awareness, all becomes possible. Well, I hope you enjoyed those quotes from compilations on the theme of courage. If you'd like more information, check out the website share-international.org. You're, of course, most welcome to also email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. And I want to take the opportunity of wishing you all a lovely week.